Today's daf is B'Metzia, daf Chav Dalet, and we are on Chav Gimel Mabez, deep into Eilu Metzias. So the last story that we had yesterday was that there was a bunch of tar that was found in a wine press, and Rav came along and said that the person who found it was allowed to keep it, and he saw that the person who kept it didn't like the psak, he was uncomfortable with the heter, so he said, give it to my son, there's no problem with the psak. And we said, does that prove that he holds makom is not a simmon? So we ended up saying that no, but he saw that he was there for a long time. There were reeds already growing around it. Therefore, that's why he said there was no problem. The Ritva asked, and the other Rishonim as well, why wasn't there a kinyan chatzar here? Why didn't they found this in a wine press? So why wouldn't there be an automatic kinyan chatzar? So some suggest, the Ritva suggests, maybe it was not a chatzar mishtameres ladaz bailim, as we discussed back in the first parak. Kinyan chatzar only works if it's a guarded field, or guard a field with my knowledge, A. Or the Nemuki Yosef here has another answer. The Nemuki Yosef says on this Gemara, Yubez Mabez, Yesh Lomar, to Kodim Yeyush HaYasham. Lachore got there before Yeyush. Now we see the reeds growing there, but it got there before Yeyush. So therefore, Velo Adifa Chatzero Miyado. And Chatzer cannot be greater than his own hand. And just like we pass in like Abaya, Yesh Lomidas Lohave Yeyush, by Yado, and the same thing would apply by Chatzer. That is the Mugi Yosef's important answer, that Kenyan Chatzer also has Yeyush Lomidas, and which does not work. So therefore, just like Yad doesn't work, Chatzer is Lo Adif Mi Yad. That's the Mugi Yosef right here, Yud Beis Mabeis in the Dafei Harif. Okay. Now let's continue with the two dots. Rishim Ben Elazar Omer. Shimon Elazar says, v'chu. So Shimon Elazar was in the last line of our Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. Shimon Elazar held, kol klei anpurya ein chayav lahachris. That was the last line on the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph. Any klei anpurya, one does not have to announce about, you're allowed to keep any klei anpurya. So what does that mean? So the Gemara says, my anpurya, what does that mean? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, kelim chadashim shlo savatan ha'ayin. New kelim, which literally your eye has not been satiated with. You know, kli that you haven't had for a while, so you can't recognize it so well. So that's the kind of kalim that do not have to be returned. Rashi says the word anpurya is from the word ein po raya. Anpurya, ein po raya. There's no raya, you don't have any proof. It's a new kli that you wouldn't be able to identify. So the Gemara asks, Heichi Dami, what exactly is the case here of a new kli which the eye has not been satiated with? E isbahu simin. Are we talking about a case where the kli has a simin on it that of identifying nature? So kilo savatan ayin my habis. Then who cares that he hasn't had it for so long? But still, if it has a simin, it has a simin. So the day after it has a simin, day after I buy it, if it has a simin, I can identify it. Idel espu simin. If we're talking about it does not have a simin, ki savatan ayin my habis. If it doesn't have a simin, then even if I had it for a long time, I shouldn't have to be machris, and I should be able to keep it. So b'manav shach, what is this case of kli anpurya? Does it have a simon or not? Why should it just make a difference how new it is? So the Gemara answers, the olam delesbuhu simon. Really, it does not have a simon, and therefore, you should say that you should be able to keep it. But v'nafgamina, la'ahadure l'tserva me'rabanan, b'tvius eina. The chid nafgamina is to return it to a tamar chacham, b'tvius eina, with recognition of the eye. Where he says, ah, oh, it's mine, I recognize it. Meaning what? As the Gemara explains, Shavatan ha'ayid, if a kli has been with a person for a long time, you could tell that it's a worn-in kli. So kimle begavaihu, umahadrinale, then we will return it to a tamal chacham b'tvias ayin. Because something that has a simen, you can return to anybody who declares the simen. But something that does not have a simen, we have a special chiddush, which we're going to talk about, that you can be given back to a tamal chacham b'tvias ayin. He recognizes it, you show it to him, usually a simen, you don't show it to the person, and they have to tell you what the simen looks like. But with the Talmud, if it doesn't have a simen with the Talmud Chacham, you're allowed to show it to him, and if he says, oh, it's mine, so then you're allowed to give it to him. So if it's a Savatan Ha'ayin, a case where he's had it for a while, you could tell he had it for a while, so that Kimli Begavayo Madrinale, then you can give it back to him. So Kilo Savatan Ha'ayin, but if he hasn't had it for a while, Lo Kimli Begavayo, he's not so clear about it, Velo Madrinale, and you cannot return it to him. Right? So that is the important principle. It came up Derech Agav earlier, but here we have it in the Gemara. That is the halacha of Hachzaras Aveda, L'Tavar Chacham, L'Tzurva Mirabana, B'Tfiyas Ayin. Right, so the question is, where does this come from? What kind of ne'amanus is this? The tfiyus ayin of a Talmud Chacham, you know, you should say that where else do you have any time that a Talmud Chacham is believed any more than an Am Haaretz, quote unquote, right? A non-Talmud Chacham. Where do you ever have such ne'amanus, A? And B, just bechlau, we know that by Aveda, let's say the person would give Simanim, that you would give it back to him. So is that Eid Echad, ne'aman by an Aveda? Or is an Eid Echad not usually believed by Aveda? So what exactly, where does this ne'amanus come from? How does it work? So there is a Ran. There is a Ran in Chulin. This is what is talked about by all the Achronim. The Ran of Chulin in the Sugya of Basar, Shenis Alim, and Hayin. As we referred to yesterday, 2 days ago, where it came up. So the Ran is contrasts there in Chulin, Daf Tzadik Hei, Tzadik Vav. The Ran there contrasts Basar, the Ne'aman is there, the Ne'aman is by Aveda. So that's why this Ran is over there by Aveda. The Ran there seems to say that by Aveda, Eid Echad is enough. Me'ikir Hadin. Me'ikir Hadin, one Eid is good enough by Aveda. Why don't we usually return it to an Eid Echad by an Aveda? If he doesn't have this, if he can't prove it, because it's a chash b'shaker. There's a chash that a person's going to lie. Maybe not on purpose, but he had lost something. He's going to think that this is his. He's going to take certain liberties without being so sure. So he's going to say something. There's a chash b'shaker by an Aveda. But by a servant mirabanan, there is no chash b'shaker. So you go back to the Yikra Din, and therefore you'd be able to trust him. That is the Ran. The pre-Yitzchak, Yisla Petterberger, has a beautiful tshuva in Chelik Beis Siminun Vav about this whole issue, about the Ran and about Tfiyas Eina. So first he says, the Sfir Leila Haran, Achronim assume that why does the Ran say what he says? Why? When do you usually say an Eid Echad is not strong enough to do anything regarding Gidim Amunis? That's only when he's being Motzi Mamon. When he's being Motzi, to say Ruven O Shimon, an Eid Echad is not believed, because there he's being Motzi Mamon from a Chazaka. But if there's no chazaka, maybe an eidechad should be believed. And therefore, by an aveda, there is no muchzak, and therefore an eidechad should be believed. That is possibility number one, how achronim understand this ran. An eidechad is never by aveda, because there's no muchzak. But he quotes the ksos in the Shev Shmaisa, he quotes the ksos that this is not true. You find many cases where an eidechad is not believed, even not keneged a chazaka. And he quotes a whole column of sources related to that. So that can't be what the Ran says, with the reason for the Ran. So then he says, what is the reason for the Ran? And here is where he asks all the questions. He says, Hechad matzinu b'chol ha-Torah kula Torah ne'emanis b'dini mamanis b'shvil shu sura mirabanan o chasid d'lo mashani diburei. Where do you ever find such an ne'emanis? That a Talmud Chacham is going to be believed more than anyone else. V'chein hechad matzinu b'chol ha-Torah kula p'ne'emanis k'e b'dini mamanis. Where do you ever have that? And another question. Where do you ever have a case where somebody's believed about themselves? By the regular case of Dina Mamanis, you're never allowed to testify about yourself. You're no Gabba Dover. So where do you ever have a case where you could take, oh, that's mine? Where do you ever have a Nemanis about that? The Yein Lomar. And don't say that it's a din d'rabbana. Oh, this halacha of tfiyas eina. It's not a din d'araisa. Do rafi d'karas hachamim. No. To give it to lochashu l'shaker. Ve'ein k'neg do hamachisho memnina le. Zeh eino. No. B'vadei nireh. To b'had ma'adrina l'tzirah mirabbanan. Who mita mina Torah. So you find today's daf, tomorrow's daf, sounds like it's a din d'araisa. That you return it to tfiyas eina. So, number one, where do you ever have a chiluk and emanus between an ama'aretz and a talmud chacham? Number two, where do you ever have anybody believed on their own item? That's a kasha on all of Hilchas Aveda. This whole parak. And number three, it's impossible to say that it is a takana derabanan. So, says the Pri Yitzchak, the end of Chay Nira, Lomar Be'ezus Hashem B'Yisod HaDavar. The Pri Yitzchak is known for his Musar. Right? There's a famous story about the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi once gave a whole shir, and about Bein HaShmashis, and the Lumdis of Shkia, and the Zmani Hayom. And in this gathering of Rabbanan at the time, the 1800s, and he said, did anybody have any comments about it? Did anybody have anything to say about it? And everybody kept quiet. Nobody said anything. I don't know why they had to argue with the Beis HaLevi. And the Pri Yitzchak was there also. So after the Beis HaLevi left, he says to his Meshamesh, I thought that I heard the Pri Yitzchak was a big Talmud Chacham, but he didn't say a word. He didn't comment about my shir. No, I don't know. Maybe he's just a Baal Musar, right? Because he's the Star Talmud Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. He wrote the Ar Yisrael is Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, but the Kochvei Ar, the Svarim that are usually printed with the Ar Yisrael, is his Svarim. So it's his Musar Svarim. So the Pri Yisrael Ar is Chufus. So the basically he says, I guess he's not such a Talmud Chacham, or I guess he's not as. So he gets home and he takes out his Pri Yisrael. He says, let me look at this a little bit. The first Chuvah is all about Fein Hashmashas. The first Chuvah is that everything he said in the Shir. He didn't want to say, basically, Levi gave a shiur, I'm not going to comment, but he saw the lumbus, he said, oh, so I guess he's just an Arif. So here, the Pri Yitzchak in Beis Nun Vav, he says, this is the Yisod HaDavar. Tehadam Adrina Leid L'Tzuvah Mirabana B'Tviyas Ayin V'Lo Ba'amar is why? It's a Chiddush Din based on a Gemara we're going to have in 3 days from now. B'Matiyah Daf Chav Zayin, where it says there in the Sugya of Simanam Daraisa, Simanam Darabanan, so the Gemara Darshan's a Pasek. Adirosh Achicha Oso. You have to keep it until your brother seeks it. Is there a chavamina that you should give it to him before he seeks it out? Ela darshehu im ramayhu o eno ramay. That's the din. Seek out if he's a ramay or not. Said the priest, you know what that pasuk's teaching me? There's a special din by Aveda. Check out if he's a ramay. If he's not a ramay, give it back to him. If he's a ramay, don't give it back to him. There's a special ne'emanus that the Torah is alluding to by Aveda. As long as he's not a Ramai, you're allowed to return it. That's it. That's the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. It's not like any other area of Dini Mamonis. All the Torah says is, check out if he's a Ramai or not. So therefore, by a regular person off the street, you're not sure if they're Ramai or not. Tzviya Sein is not good enough. Maybe they're lying. But by a Tamar Chacham, by a Tzvimir Abanan, there's no issue, there's no chash, and therefore you're allowed to return it. And that's why this is different than all other areas of Dini Mamonis. And you're allowed to trust the person about his own stuff. Why? That's a special din. Special din by Aveda, as long as he's not a Ramai, even if it's about his own stuff. Kol she yadina bavadei she'ena Ramai, ukon tzurva me'arabana, delo mishani b'mile, machziran lo api atzmo, nimsa d'gzeres ha'kasavu da'aveda shayni mishar dini mamanis, de'hitzricha ha'torah lidrosh, rach im'eno Ramai, v'kol she'ena Ramai, ne'man lomar shemakir b'tiyas ayin shu shelo, u'machziran lo al pip. And this is where the chilek is about Arts and Talmud Chacham, and this is where the chiluk is about your own stuff. He continues, maybe we'll come back to that when we do Daf Chav Zayin, but that's the Pri Yitzchak Beis Nun Vav. Okay, a very important yisod that we need for this whole parak. You can't understand this parak without that sheet of the Pri Yitzchak. Why should anybody be believed about their own stuff? They're never believed about their own stuff. He owes me $100. Yeah, we don't trust him, so bring witnesses. And all of a sudden, that's mine. Okay, we'll give it back to you. Where do we ever have that? So that's why you need that Pri Yitzchak. Okay. What does it mean to be a kaz? What does it mean to be a sena? No, we shouldn't just assume it means that we show it to you and you say, oh, I recognize that, that's mine.
No, but the mission makes
sense. Savatanayan?
When it has to be announced and when it doesn't have to be announced. When it's not a custom for the owner's eye.
Right, so Savatanayan, we just said that it seems
I
to be.
I just found this. And
so you could tell if. How are you supposed to know? So it looks worn. It looks worn out somewhat.
So it's not so new.
That's what Savatanayan means. You could tell that it's a kli, but it's been used. Anyway, that's what the Gemara says, Lomaskana, that what's a kli on Piri in the Mishnah? It's a case without a simen. It's without a simen, and we return it b'tfiyas ayin to a Talmud Chacham. Just one other point, again, these two major issues right on this Gemara right here. The other issue is, by any Aveda, by every Aveda without a simen, what's the halacha, what we learn in the Mishnah? You never have to be machmas, because it doesn't have a simen. Why don't we have to be machmas every time there's no simen? Maybe there's a Talmud Chacham out there that has tfiyas ayin. By every Aveda, you should have to be Machris, even if it doesn't have a Simen. Maybe there's a Talmud Chacham out there that lost it. Says the Ritva, he asked this Kasha, it must be that two answers. Number one, it must be it's a case where there are not so many Talmud Chachamim that lost it. But in the Chinami, if a Talmud Chacham lost it, then maybe you would have to announce it if it's at a place where Shlichi Talmud Chacham. And the Raivit Paschals like this Beferish. In quoted here in the Ritva, the other we showed him the Chimachris we should serve a mirabanan in a machris ella. Where do you announce for serving mirabanans? But the Knesset, but the Midrashos, the Mekomesh Tavit Chachamim Musuyin Sham. You don't announce it in the Shuk because that's where most people lose things. And if you find it in the Shuk, you don't have to announce it there because it's mostly not serving mirabanans.
Even the Kli,
what the Kli the Mishnah is talking about is a case of Savatana Ayin, and therefore you have to be machris for the serving mirabanan. That's a specific case.
Why?
That's the case that the Mishnah was talking about.
But you have why? To. found it on the Shuk, and most people are not.
Oh, you don't know where he found it. There could be, right, according to this, you would have to say that he found it at a place where there are ropes of Rimei Rabbanan. Yeah. Right, but there's a lot of Rimei Rabbanans. And the Rama passes like this in Choshen Mishpat. If you look in the Rama, in Reis Tamach Beis, he passes like this. If you find a kli without a simin, but if it's in a place of Shchichi Tamei Chachamim, so that's where you have to, that's where you announce, you have to go announce it for them, because maybe they could recognize it B'tvias Ayin. Okay, says the Gemara now, how do you define a Tamil Chacham about this Tvias Ayin Halacha? So the Amar Yudamar Shmuel, Bahani Tlas Bili Adir Abanan De B'Shani Milayu. If the person only lies in the following three types of cases, then he's a Tamil Chacham. And if he lies elsewhere, then he's not a Tamil Chacham. In what cases? B'meseches, B'puria, Ubu Ushpiza. What are these three things? B'meseches, Rashi says, let's say a person knows, somebody knows a Hobasechta. But yes, he's, no, I don't really know that. Right? He's learned that he knows a back of colds. He knows a cold backwards and forwards. No, he doesn't want to be an out of. Person's a Tamil Chacham is allowed to lie about that. He's allowed to not put himself, he says, Sturahilo, Yomalo Lav, Abidas Anavahi. That's Mesechet. Or the Rambam says, let's say you don't want to answer a shayla on a certain, you know, certain Mesechet. The Rambam says, Hayaozek Mesechet Nida V'Amar B'Mikvos Anishonem Kedeshalo Yishalo Oso Shelos Benyin Nida. Right? You say you're in a different Mesechet, so that you don't want to show that you know the halacha in every Mesechet. So what do you say? Oh, I'm not holding in that right now. The Rambam says, I'm not holding in that. The two pshat of the Rambam and Rashi. What's Puria? So Rashi says Puria's bed in Aramaic. So Puria means al tznius. If somebody asks you about something about the Rebbe's relationship with his wife, so then also you can lie. Or Tosa says maybe you could say that I didn't sleep on this bed, and I slept on that bed, right? Because this whole thing is issue of tznius. That's what Rashi says about Mita. Puria though also means something else. Says the Marsha, Chayev initial v'sumei b'Puria adelo yada beinar harman lebarach Mordechai. Says the Marsha, even if a Talmud Chacham is not drunk, he could fake being drunk. He could fake being drunk, so he doesn't really get drunk. That's what he's also allowed to tell his student. He doesn't want to really get it. You could say you're drunk. I can't drive. No, I can't. You could fake it. He said, but you don't really have to get drunk. That's the Marsha right here. You got to remember this Marsha from Megillah Daf Zayin. That's the Purya. And finally, Ushpiza. What is Ushpiza? Fascinating. Rashi and the Tosafot all say that if you had a great host, the Talmud Chacham does not have to say, maybe shouldn't even say, oh, Ruvain, he was unbelievable. You know what? You know what kind of food is he made? You know what kind of accommodations he gave? If he says that, the whole world's going to go to this guy's house. Right? So that's why you don't want to, also by your shmiza, by a host, you're allowed to lie. So if the Talmud Chacham lies about these three items, so then we say it is okay, and he is considered a Talmud Chacham. If he lies about anything else, though, then he loses his status of Talmud Chacham. As Tosfos, we all know the Gemara in Yevamos. Mishane bepe darkei shalom. Bottom Tosfos, previous Amud. You're allowed to lie for darkei shalom. You learn that out from none other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lied by Avram and Yitzchak, who laughed, she said, because she didn't think that she could have a baby, not about you. Right? So the Gemara says, you're allowed Mishane bepe darkei shalom. So the Rif says, these three are mutter, and that one's a mitzvah. Mitzvah l'shan is Mepnei Shalom. Maybe that's the difference in the categories. And Tosva says, no, all these three are Mepnei Darki Shalom. These three are Mepnei Darki Shalom. So that's why Tosva's here on the bottom. All three of them are, they're all Mishum Darki Shalom. The Rambam seems to have another answer. The Rambam quotes four. What's the fourth one? The Rambam quotes are three. The Rambam quotes you're learning, or the Mita, or Nisarech, Yitzel Shimon. O, Shehevi Shalom Bein Adam L'chaveiro. Vahosif v'gara k'dei l'chabavan zeh l'zeh. You act like Aaron HaKohen. Oy shalom v'rodev shalom. So l'chora that is, and you lie together. That's l'chora. So he has that one in. So hari zeh mutter. So right, that's the case where you can return it to a chatal chacha b'tvias ayin. Those are the items that that make somebody a tabal chacha. Let's just finish for a second. So my nafkamina. What's a nafkamina for these three? As we said, Amar Amar Zojel, Adur Le'avitzo B'tvius Aina, to return his item B'tvius Ayin. Iya Dina Be'dolom Mishani Ela Bahani Tlas Madrina Leif. You know that he only lies by these three, or the Rambam would say by these four, right? Then Madrina Leif, Mishani B'mili Achrina Lo Madrina Leif. And if he would lie about anything else, then you would not return it to him. I saw the one of the Achronim say that. Right, there are Gemaras that darshan the letters of the Aleph Beis. Right, the Gemara in Shabbos darshan how Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. So the Taras Chaim says that the Gemara in Meseches Nedarim darshan Nun Samachayin Nun samachayin, nuna in Aramaic is a fish. So nuna samachayin is sam, is medicine for the eye. It's actually nuna samachayin. So it says the Taras Chaim, maybe based on our Gemara, you could darshan it a little bit differently. Samachayin peit tzadik. Smoch ayin. When do you rely on the eye, on tfiyas eina? Smoch ayin by pet tzadik. If he has the mouth of a tzaddik, meaning if he only lies in these three cases and he doesn't do anything else. So that's smoch ayin pet tzaddik. That's the Taras Chaim. And the sma, you think this is achronish Torah, the sma on Shulchan Aruch, the sma in this simen, where it talks about tfiyas ayin, so he has another allusion. He says, how do you remember these three? He says, the Gemara says you should teach yourself to say, I think it's the Gemara, brachas, daf gimel, daf dalet, lameid l'shon chalomar eini odeya. Right, you should teach yourself to say sometimes I don't know, even if you know something. So lamei l'shoncha, lamei in Aramaic is aleif, aleif picha lover eni odeya. Right, teach your mouth to say eni odeya. Aleif stands for ushpiza, limud, and purya. The three says the sma. Aleif shapirs limud. Lamod picha lomar eni odeya klomer shelo yomar haemes. Right, meaning I don't know the truth. By these three, aleif, by the aleph lamed pei, teach yourself not to. Not to say the truth. Okay, two allusions to how do you remember these? How do you remember these three? There is a major machlokas I post. Does this halacha apply to zman hazeh? I mean, do we have the concept of talmud chacham zman hazeh? So in many different areas of halacha, we do you have the concept of talmud muvak zman hazeh. But here, what halacha lamaisa? Do you apply this zman hazeh? There's a discussion in the poskim about that. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Marzutra Chasida. A golden silver cup was stolen from his host. He saw a certain yeshiva boy. He was washing his hands and drying his hands on the cloak of his friend. Amar says, Marzutra, oh, that must be the guy. He doesn't care about his friend's money. He's just using his friend's money to dry his hands. And kafte va'ode. And sure enough, they search out. And they forced him, and he ultimately admitted that it was him. They forced him bidvarim, says the Shimon Kubetzis. Period. Tanya, mo derib Shimon ben Elazar, bekelum chadashim shesavatan ha'ayin shachayiv lahachriz. We have a brisa that says Reb Shimon ben Elazar is mode by new kelim that shavatan ha'ayin. Literally, again, the eye was satiated. That we assume that they had them for a little while. So Reb Shimon by kelim chadashim, they have to be machriz. Because you know the owner has had them for a while. The elu and kelim chadash and shalot savatan ayin. Which kelim are new that they could assume that they haven't been there for a long time? She'inu chayv la'achriz. You wouldn't have to be machriz about these. Kagon the following items. Badim machta b'tzinorios. Rashi has that girsa, so we'll keep it. You have badim, which the Gemara will translate in a minute, of needles and tzinorios, other kinds of needles. Umachrozos shel kardumos, and you have a string. We have machrozos shel dagim before. You have a string of axes. Kalelu sha'amru, and all these things, emasayim shmutarin. When are all these? You're allowed to keep it. Bizman shematzan echad echad. If you have found them one by one, ava matzam shnayim shnayim. But if you found two in a bunch, chayav la'achruz, then you have to assume that maybe they will put there, and somebody's going to recognize them and be able to give them minyan. My bade, what does bade mean? We said bade machdin shoche. It means branches. My karule bade. Why are they called bade? De davar shetalu beimidi bad karule. Right, something that's held on by something is called a bad. Right? Like Rashi quotes by Hadassim. Right? You have a badim. Kiyahu tetzad hasam, like it says there in Sukkah. Ala echad bebad echad. The discussion there, what do you need for your Hoshana that you bang on Hoshana Rabbah? So the machlokas tanam there, whether you need just one leaf on one bad, the bad is holding on the leaf, or you need more than that. Period. V'chein, continuing the brisa. If somebody saves a lost item, or is halachically lost now, from a lion, a bear, or a leopard, or a bardalus, we had that, that's the first parak of Baba Kama, umizuto shel yam, or they find it, it gets washed up from the yam, umishluliso shel nahar, hamotzi, in all these cases, then that's considered lost, hamotzi misratio platya gadolo, or you find them in a big, busy street, Sratiu platya, ubechomakom sharabim mitsuyim sham, or any place where a lot of people are, hari elu shalo, all these cases you're allowed to keep it, mimnesha, bailim, siashamehan, because the bailim give up hope from them. The machlokas we shown him here, the Rashba quotes this. Rashba says, it says here that Rashus harabim and rabim mitsuyim sham. So what about a stama street? That's Rashus harabim, but there aren't so many people there. So is that considered Rosh Hashanah Rabin? Because here it says Srati Uplati, and then Ubachom Akam Sharabim Suyum Sham. So says the Rashba. No, Stama Street is not automatic Yeish. It has to be a busy street. Again, different definitions than we have in Masechta Shabbos. Even if you have a Rosh Hashanah Rabim Daraisa, and for Hilcha Shabbos, that does not automatically mean that the Baalim give up hope, which makes sense. You go by Lamaisa, are there a lot of people there? Says the Rashba, the Re'e, Osrat Yuplati Tanakam Shabbat Elazar, Nere Devade Badafka Nakat, Umisham Rabim Mitsuyim Sham, Habamakam Shabbat Suyisham, Ksas Rabim, go to Rosh Hashanah Rabim Da'alma, Chayav Lahachriz. Right, it has to be only if there are Rabim Mitsuyim Sham. Tosfos here does not have such a chiluk, so Achronim suggests that Tosfos argues on this, that it's automatically Shusarabim, Shusarabim. Once it's Shusarabim, then that's it. You automatically say that there would be Yesh. The Rashi here says that we pass like this whole Braisa, even though it's Rav Shimon ben Elazar Shita, right? It's said in the name of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Two reasons. Number one is Mistaver Taimei, what he says makes sense. The Ode, the Shakli Vitaru Alibay. And also, we're about to have a whole Shakli Vitaru within this Shita. So for those two reasons, sometimes that gives it away. That's again a reason to paschal like someone because it's not automatically. Like the first three blotted Masechas Vida are about a shita that we don't paschal like. So sometimes the Gemara discusses shitas we don't paschal like, but sometimes the Rishonim will use that idea that the Gemara discusses this shita. So based and that will lead us to the fact that we paschal like that. Okay, either way. So Ibai Luhu. So now we have about five questions built on each other. Right, we just said that Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that if there's a lot of people there, then the Baalim gives up hope, and you're allowed to keep it. So, Kika, Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Barov Kananim, Abar Rav Yisrael Lo. When did Rav Shimon ben Elazar say Yeshita? Is that only if there are Rav Kananim there, non-Jews, Abar Barov Yisrael Lo? But if there was Rav Yisrael, then he would not say his Shita. He would say, then you have to announce it. Odil Mafil Barov Yisrael Nami, or would he say Yeshita even by Rav Yisrael? Question one. Amar, imtiv salom rafilu barov Yisrael, nami, if he said his shita, even by Rav Yisrael, you're allowed to keep it. Amar, pligi rabbanan alei alo pligi. Right, nami amar, rafilu pligi rabbanan alei alo pligi. Did the rabbanan argue on him or not? Right, Rav Shimon Elazar said this. Did the rabbanan argue on him or not? Imtiv salom rafilu pligi, and if they do argue on him, barov Yisrael vade pligi. So they definitely argue on him the most minimum, meaning vade by Rav Yisrael, they say you have to announce. Barov Kananim pligi alo pligi. What about Rav Kananim? Do they argue there or not? Even if you want to say that they do argue, afilu barov kananim, even by case of barov kananim, halacha kamoso, oin halacha kamoso. Do we pass him like him or not? Again, these questions are never answered. That's why the Rush had to say, give his suggestion. Intip salomar halacha kamoso. And if you want to say we do pass him like him, how far do we pass him like him? Dafka barov kananim, o afilu barov Yisrael. Right, so that is the shailah of what we do. So, Tashma, who says the Gemara, let's try to answer some of these questions. We didn't answer any of them, let's try to see if we can answer any of them. So, Tashma, Hamotzi, most, about the Knessias, about the Midrashot. If you find money in shuls, or in a yeshiva, Ubachom Makom, Shaharabim, Mitsuyim Sham, or any place where many people are there, Hari Elu Shelo. So that you're able to keep it. So, Majam is laid to Azil Basaruba. Who is the one that says Azil Basaruba? Right, Rashi and Tosfos both say this doesn't mean the general Holchanach Harov. Azil Basaruba just means if there are a lot of people there, you could assume Yeish occurred. It's unusual. Sometimes you use the same phrase to mean different things in different places. This is an example of that. So who says that if there's Rove people there, you don't have to announce Rav Shimon Elazar? Rav Shimon Elazar says Shvamina. So you see from here, Filibur of Yisrael Nami, right? Because we're talking about shuls, right? But the Knesset is about the Midrashos, right? So it must be a case of Rove Yisrael. So the Gemara answers, no. Hakamai Eskina Ben Mefuzarin. Right, it must be a case where the money is scattered around. Money is scattered around, so even the Rabbanim would agree. Even the Rabbanim would agree that there's Yeish. So even Mefuzarin, Ma'ari B'makam Sharabim Mitsuyim Sham, then if it's Mefuzarin scattered around on the floor, it's not in bundles, not money in bundles, which was our Havamina. So maybe even in a place where there's not Rabbim Mitsuyim Sham, Afilu Ein Rabbim Mitsuyim Sham, even if there's not so many people there, still the Yeish takes place, if there's just a bunch of coins that fell on the floor. So Gemara says, all on Mitsurin, you're right. Really, it's tsurin, or inside it's tsvurin, meaning it's in a pile. V'hak ma'yaskidon, v'bat t'knesiyot shel kenanim. We're talking about the k'nesiyot shel kenanim, meaning k'nesiya, obviously, is not a Jewish concept. Kinos, it just means a gathering place. So that's why there's no raya that he says it by Rav Yisrael, because maybe b'at t'knesiyot could be shel kenanim. But the medrash is ma'yigel ha'mebar, v'bat t'beis medrash. Right, they have b'at t'medrash also. So Gemara says, yeah, But the medrash shows didan to yasu buhu kananim. Right? It means are bati medrash, but there are non-Jewish guards on the outside, so it also has to be kananim there. Right? Non-Jewish guards. So the verse says hashu das is lahachi. Once he said that, so bati kasi yasnami didan the yasu buhu kananim. You can say that it's ours, but there are non-Jews there too. Oh, so ask the Ritva and ask the other Rishonim.
That's number one. And number two, even if there were a majority of Kananim, this is still a base medrash.
Right.
And we're talking about Thai coins, which presumably are identifiable. So why not announce it? And maybe
I don't know if it's identifiable. Because if it's a sim, then for sure, you have to announce. I think it might be talking about a case of Mufuz, even it was contrasting Mufuzar with Tzruin. Oh, Tvius Ayin. Okay. Okay. But let's answer the first question first, and that is ask the Rishonim. The Ritva here asks, what he means. So if you have a couple of non-Jews sitting on the Ashomerim outside and Jews inside, so it's still Rov Yisrael. So says the Ritva, a big chiddush. He says, no, because the Jews are going in and out all day, and the non-Jews are just sitting there all day, so it's not called a Rov. That's not called a Rov. Because the people that sit there all day and they're there for longer, that's more of a rove than, that could be more of a rove than the Jews going in and out. And therefore, one would not have to announce in this case. Again, you get back to your question, what about the whole Tfiyas Ayin issue? Would you have to announce for that? I don't know, the Gemara doesn't relate to that here. There's a fascinating discussion, though, based on this Gemara, in the Chavos Das. The Chavos Das and the Binas Adam, right? The Chavos Adam commentary on Yerodeya. The Chavos Das deals with the question, they both deal with the question of, we know the general halakha of tes chanuyos. Let's see, you have nine stores, and nine of them are kosher, and one of them, and you have one store that's treif, 10 stores, and you find a piece of meat outside. So where do you assume it comes from? Called the parish Ruba Parish, called Kavua Kamechal Mepsadami. So ask the Chavos Das, what if you have nine stores that are kosher, and one store that is treif, but you have more meat in the one treif store than you have in all other nine kosher stores? What determines the rove? Do you go by stores, or do you go by meat? It's not clear. It's not clear in the Gemara. So that is the Binas Adam asks Kasha. Tzorach Yidim, Ratzal Lomar Rov Chanuyos, Afa Pi Sheyish B'Chanus HaTreifa Behemos Yoser Mikol Chanuyos Ksheros, B'Derech Mashal, Tes Chanuyos Ksheros, you have nine kosher stores. B'Kol Echad Behema Achad, you have one animal in each kosher store. U'B'Chanus HaTreifos Yesh Yud Behemos Treifos, and in the treif store you have 10 animals. So do you say the treif one is more? Oshama kiva dano donin ala basar azinim basar ro basar v'lo mashkachinim b'rov chanuyos. That is a shaila. So the Binas Adam has a whole discussion of this question, and he assumes at the end of the day that you go by the meat. You go by the meat. If the meat is more, whoever has more meat, more kosher meat, more not kosher meat, that's what you'd go by. And then he says, Acher shekasavti zez man rav. After I saw this, this is the Binas Adam in Shar HaKavua, which is in the Binas Adam. It says, after I found this, Heruli Shahagon Balchavas Das Bisef Simen Kuf Yates, the Chavas Das, which is the Decevus in the back of the Yerodeya. Havi Raya, he brought a Raya from Bava Metzia Dav Chav Dalad to this sugya. He says, what was the Raya? He says that Dazina Basarova Mochrim, that he brought a Raya that you go after the stores. Why? Because Nims Batsa Aveda Beir Sharuba Yisrael. What do we say in the case earlier? We had the Shiloh, maybe Rov Yisrael versus Rov Akam. What do you mean? Rov Yisrael, Mistama, says the Chavos Das, the Umos, the Nachrim in the city have more money than Rov Yisrael. So that's like a case of meat by a minority, and yet the Gemara doesn't take that into consideration. The Gemara just goes by more people. So, Bechorah, so this is a right. You go by stores, you don't go by meat, because you go by people and you don't go by money. That was the Chavos Das' Raya from our Gemara. Says the Binas Adam, I'm sorry, but I disagree. I don't think it's a good Raya. He says, first of all, what? Even if somebody's richer, so what, they're walking in the street, they carry all their riches with them? So what if somebody's rich has more assets at home? Well, here we're talking about an Aveda. I'm not talking about how many animals are in the store. People don't carry their riches with them. Right, number one. Number two, he says, Abul Hassam also, when we're talking about people who lost things, you go by people, because there are more people walking around. That, you know, so of course you have to go by people. Al Hasam Shadu Anu Ain Dunin Al Hamaos Ella El Mishihu Sha'avda Im Yisrael Im Nachri Lachena Zlina Basarova Anashim. So he says, I don't like the Raya for two reasons. Right? Number one, people don't carry their riches with them, so it doesn't matter who has more money. Number two, by Avedi, you go by the people who lost it, not by the money itself. And therefore, he says, "Ubidi asiyasi b'shluchei mitzvah." He says, "When I was once traveling, v'kibalti panav kiros pnei Elokim, and I once met the Nesifus, hitzati lefanav davar zeh. I asked him my kasha, v'shasakli. He didn't have an answer. V'lachei nira li dazlina basarov basar. Therefore, I assume he didn't have an answer for me, so I must be right." Must be right, and therefore you go by rov baser. V'chein ha'di'isa b'masisin azlina mazrov tabachei ha'nu tzama demilso da'az yish baser kasher hu b'harov. Aval la'ola mazlina nachem b'rov ha'baser v'yadayin ha'dover tzorech talmud. Fascinating as the shayla that he met the Nesivus, right, the Chacham, the Chabalam, and the Nesivus, and 1700s, and they were able to talk in Torah about our Gemara.
Let's say you hire a non-Jew to come to the Bay Manor just to clean it up.
Right, so if you hire, if you have a cleaner, and even so, it's not going to be a roaf. Even though it's still not going to be a roaf. Even if you have a non-Jewish cleaner. Okay, thank you. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tashma, Matzaba, Veda, 8 lines up. So again, we're still trying to prove this, whether we pass like Rosh Hashanah or not, when this is the Ashita, all those questions. So Matzaba, Veda, Imrov Yisrael, Chayav Lahachriz, Imrov Kananim, Ein Chayav Lahachriz, Rov Yisrael, Rov Kananim, so Man, Shabbos, Leid, Amad, Azinu, Masa, Rubar, Shimon, Elazar. So again, this must be Rav Shimon Elazar. And Shema Asmina, what do you see from the Brisa? Kikam Rav Shimon Elazar, Rav Kinanim, Avru Rav Yisrael, lo. Because this Brisa says, Rav Yisrael, you have to return it, you have to be Machris. Says the Gemara, why do you say that? Hamani Rabbanani? Maybe this is the Shita of the Rabbanan. Right? Who says it's Rav Shimon Elazar? And Tishamina, the Modile Rabbanan, Rav Shimon Elazar, Rav Kinanim. And maybe it's the Shita of the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan agreed Rav Shimon Elazar, by a case of Rav Kinanim. So the Gemara says, no, El Olam Shimon Elazar, he. No, it's really Rav Shimon Elazar Shita. Bafila Rav Yisrael Nami. He would even say a sheet by Rov Yisrael, right? That you would have to, you would be able to keep it. What are we talking about in this brisa? Bitamun. It was hidden away. It was hidden away. So the Gemara says, "Bitamun, my vidig apes." Why would you allow to take it in the first place? If you find a kli in a covered up in like a garbage dump, meaning in a place where nobody goes, well, you got, but you can't touch it. Megulin otel machris. Only if it's revealed, you can take it out of machris. But otherwise, you can't take it. So I mean, it was tamun. So Gemara answers, Kedamar of Papa, like our Papa is going to say later on, he's going to say the answer of a different case. We're talking about a garbage dump, which was not usually cleaned out, but all of a sudden they decided to clean it out. So Hachanami here too. Oh, there must be a place where everybody thought it was going to be not moved forever, and all of a sudden they decided to clean it out. So there, if you leave it there, it might be lost forever. So that's why in that case you'd be able to take it. But again, we said maybe it's the shita of Rav Shimon Elazar, but he would say shita even by Rov Yisrael. The Ba Yisrael, the Gemara says maybe a different answer. The Olam Rabbanan, maybe it is the shita of the Rabbanan. Again, this price that made a chilik between Rov Yisrael and Rov Akum. But Mik Tani Ein Shelo, does it say by Rov Akum that you're allowed to keep it? Ein Ochayev LaHachris Tani. All it says is that you don't have to be Machris. V'yaniach, leave it. V'yesi Yisrael, v'yabei siman v'shakal. Maybe there are some Yisrael out there, and they'll come and give a simon and take it. In other words, fascinating, this is a chilek, this is a limbo middle type of case, where you don't have to be machers, but you're not allowed to keep it. You're not allowed to keep it because maybe there's a Jew out there that it belongs to them. Maybe you, but you don't have to go through the trouble of being machers because it's Rav Kinanim. Right, so we should discuss, this is a middle type of case. Limbo, meaning you can't take it, but you don't have to go for the trouble of doing hachraza. Period. Tashma, meaning there's a tour of the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. You don't have to do the mitzvah, but you're not allowed to take it. Tashma, Damar Avasi, next try. Matzah chavaz yayin b'ir sharuba kananim. If you find a barrel of wine in a city that's mostly kanani, muteres b'isha mitzia, you're allowed to take it. Vasur b'ana, but it's also b'ana. So the Gemara is going to talk about, so what good is it? But Yisrael v'nasam b'simin, but the second that a Yisrael comes and gives a simin about it, muteres b'shtia l'motza, then that's good enough of a simit to tell me that it belongs to a Jew, but it might not belong to you, and therefore I'm allowed to drink it now to the finder. The Rishonim here discuss it must be that he really gave two simonim, not just one simon, because it's yayin esach stam yenem, it was there in the middle of nowhere. So it must, but it was good. I guess it was not enough of an identifying simon that was so personal that it was his, but it was enough of a simon to say that this was a Jewish type of barrel. So come on, Rav Ben Elazar. So who is this like that you go by the rove people? Like Rav Ben Elazar, Shmai Minok, you got Rav Ben Elazar, Barov Kananim, Aval Barov Yisrael, lo. So does this prove he only says it by Rav Kananim? So the Gemara says, lo. Lo, 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 Rav Ben Elazar, Afila Barov Yisrael, Naami Kamar. Really, he was a sheet even by Rav Yisrael, you're allowed to keep it. For Rav Asi, Sarah, Kavasi, Bechad, Vapalegala, Bechad. This Rav Asi talking. So maybe he says a sheet, or Shimon Elazar says a sheet across the board. Ravasi, though, only holds like Shimon Elazar by Rav Kinan, but not by Rav Yisrael. So therefore, there's still no proof to any of our shilas on Amud Aleph. The Gemara just adds on. So what good is it for you if you ought to take it? If it says it's Asir Bahana, Amravashi Lakan Kana, you can take the barrel. Take the barrel. Even though you can't take the wine, you could take the barrel. How long has it been in there? Has it been? Has it gotten the taste of the wine? Right. This is the cherry casks issue. Right. The old the kashrus of cherry casks. If you had non kosher wine sitting in the barrels, and that's the kind they use to give taste to the kosher wines. That is the issue. All the sugis that come up related to that issue. Okay. Two dots. A couple of stories till the end of the Amud. Who gavad ashkach arba zuzay v'tzayir b'sadina? A person found 4 zuz in a bag v'shadu b'nahar biran, and it was thrown into the river biran. Also, l'kavad Rav Yehuda armalei zilachres. Rav Yehuda says, go and announce it. Right, got to announce it. V'azuter shoyamu. What do you mean? It was zuter shoyam. It was washed up from the river. Where's the shani nahar biran? No, nahar biran is different. Kiva demiskalomiyai. There are so many rocks in the river. Nothing flows straight. There are always so many stoppages that you know might the blot adam might catch on. So people don't have yesh. They assume it's going to be stopped. Ivehu rubu kanadim ninu. But still, is rov kanani that live around the river. Gemara says shvami na ina lachu shemen alazar filib rov kanadim. So is this to teach me that we don't pass like shemen alazar no matter what? Even my Rav Kananim. So the Gemara says no. Shani Nahar Biran, the Yisrael Sachrule, the Yisrael Karule. No, it's different here. Because the Jews are the ones that dam it, and the Jews are the ones that dig it out. They're the workers. Kiva, the Yisrael Sachrule, Emer Yisrael Nafel. Right, since the Jews do it, or dig it out, so then, or dam it up in the first place, so they say maybe it fell out from a Jew. The Kiva, the Yisrael Karule, Lo Miyash. People aren't Miyash. The Ritva here discusses something that we discussed at the end of Bava Kama, and that is Svarim. This is similar to a case of Svarim, where a non-Jew stole Svarim from a Jew. You know a Jew is going to get them back. Who else is going to buy Svarim? So here, too, it's similar to this type of case, where even though it was lost in a place where it's mostly non-Jews, but ultimately the Jew is going to be around, right, to take care of the dam. So too, by Svarim, even though a non-Jew might have stolen it, it's eventually going to go back to Jews, and therefore there's no Yeish by Svarim. Just like Tosfos said at the end of Bava Kama, because ultimately we know it's going to come back to Jewish hands. Rav Yehuda Havishachav Azal Basri de Mar Shmuel B'Shuka to Beit Daisa. Rav Yehuda was once walking behind Mar Shmuel in the Shuk of Beit Daisa, where they sold oatmeal, porridge. Armale Matza Kanarniki Mahu. What would happen, he asked Shmuel, if you'd find the pocketbook here, a wallet? Armale Harishalo, you'd be able to keep it. But Yisrael Benasa Basimin Mahu. What if a Jew came and gave a simin? Armale Chayav Lahasa, then you'd have to return it. Tardi. How do you have both of those psakim? You let it keep it or you have to return it? So Armale Lefnim Mishuris Adin. Really, you don't have to return it, but you have to live in the Mishra as Adin. This is the Gemara at Paskin Din, Shulchan Aruch, that even in a case after Yeush, there's still Lefnim Mishra as Adin to announce it. Me'ikra Adin, you could keep it. But Lefnim Mishra as Adin, you have to announce it. There's a big question in the Poskin. Does the same thing apply by Zuto Shalyam? If you have something that has a simen, that does not have a simen, that he had Yeush, fine. There's Lefnim Mishra as Adin. Does the same thing apply to Zuto Shalyam? So that's a Shiloh. Shiloh in the Poskin. But let's continue. Just like the father of Shmuel found a bunch of donkeys in the desert, that he returned it even after a year. Going above and beyond. Rav Avishalka v'azal basrei Rav Nachman b'shuka de Gildoi. He was going behind him in this other shuk. Amalei b'shuka de Rabbanan. Amalei matzakan arniki mahu. You find an arniki here. You have to announce. Amalei reshalo. You can keep it. But Yisrael v'nasa b'simin mahu. If he gives a simin, amalei reshalo. Doesn't matter. You can keep it. Follow me to Salveach. What do you mean? What if he's screaming that it's his? So the Gemara answered, Nasa kitzavach al beis shenafal v'al svinos shetava bayam. No, it's like he's screaming about something that's out of his control. About his house that's falling down or about a boat at sea. It doesn't matter. It's automatic yeyush when it's in a case like Zuto Shoyam. Hahu diyo deshakel bistra b'shuka. You have a type of bird. Diyo, Rashi says, is a type of, where's the Rashi? Of shekorin uzlator. Lashon daya. So daya is a vulture. So if you look in the chumashim. So let's say it's a vulture. Hu daya deshakel bistra b'shuka. It was a bird. It's got to be a bird that eats meat. So how many birds are there like that? There aren't so many. It has to be some type of predatory bird. So a bird takes a piece of meat, and then he threw it in the amongst the trees in Bar Merion. So if somebody came in front of Abaya, the finder, he says, okay, you can keep the meat. I have a haruba the Yisrael ninu. I mostly Jews around there. So is that to teach me that even if there's Rov Yisrael, you're allowed to keep it? And the halacha is like a Shimon Elazar in that case. The Gemara says no. Sharni Dio, the Kazuto Shoyam Dami. No, this is different. This is like Zuto Shoyam, right? When the bird takes it, people give up hope. It's like thrown into the water. I v'hamarav baser shesam and ayin aser. I baser shesam and ayin. Right? We pass it as aser. So, but omid v'roeho. He saw it the whole time. He saw it the whole time. The person gave up hope. So therefore, he lost it. But the person who found it, never, it was never out of his eye. So therefore, he's allowed to eat it. Next, Rabbi Chanina Matza, Gedi Shachar B'Tveria L'Tzipori, V'Tiruhula, Rabbi Chanina found a shechted goat, B'Tveria and Tzipori, up north, and he matured it. Amr Rabbi Abi, he matured it based on two reasons. He Tiruhula Mishim Mitzia, Kershim and Elazar, he matured it Mishim Mitzia, like Shimon Elazar says, that you're allowed to keep it, even by Rav Yisrael. El Mishim Shchita, Rabbi Chanania, B'Nosh Rabbi Yossi Eglili. Where's that? The Tanya as follows. If you lost your animals, then you found them, and all of a sudden, they're shechted. So, are you allowed to assume that it was done all properly? So, Behuda Oser, no. He allows it. Why? Because most people that shecht, and therefore you're allowed to trust the shechita. If I like Rabbi Yehuda that it's aser if you find it in a garbage dump, because then obviously it was thrown out there. The divrei Rabbi Chanina b'Rosh Rabbi Yosei Glilik shemasam b'bayis, we find it in a house in a mesuder way, then it must be the shechita took place properly. Why isn't it baser shesam also? So maybe that's why it talks about gedi also. Right, so it must be a case where there's right. There's somehow there's not a problem. Right, it must be right. What about the Gemara doesn't ask that question? But the fact that they mattered it, Ruba Yisrael in it, maybe talking about on a Daraisa level. Which is a question whether we pass it like we do, but that's the Rabbanan. So on a Daraisa level, at least the Shechita is okay. So So if they mattered it, Mishim Shechita, it must be that mostly Jews around there. So it must be regarding the Mitzia Halacha that we pass it like Rosh Hashim and Elazar. So our answer is no. Amar Rava, Rov Kinanim. No, they're mostly not Jews, but Rov Tafta, Yisrael. Most Shochtim are Jews, even though Rov Kinanim are there in the city regarding Hilchos Betzia. So again, no Raya. Rav Ami, Ashkech, Pargios, Shrutos, he found a bunch of shechted pigeons. Beit Veri, Lissipo, Riyazal, Kavdi, Rav Asi, Varmala, Kavdi, Rav Yochanan, Rav Yilabe, Medrash, either he asked Rav Asi or Rav Yochanan, or just the base Medrash. Viyamrele, Zilshkol, and Afshach, you could keep it. Because again, you could assume Rov Mitzvah Yisrael Shrita. Rav Yisrael Nafka, Ashkach Kibori, the Azli Beazluye, he found a bunch of string that's usually used to make nets with Asla, Kamadir of Yochanan, Amrele, Bebe Medrashav, Amrele, Zil, Shkol, and Afshach. Again, all these things, you could assume there was Yeish, and therefore you can keep it. Okay, we'll stop here. Remember the Aleph Lashoncha. Aleph, right? We have the three things that were allowed to lie.